From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Syrian rebels are reportedly pulling away from the Baba Amr neighborhood of Homs, where government forces appear ready to make a final assault. NPR's Kelly McEvers has been in Lebanon, near Syria, speaking with people coming out of Homs. She says the status of the rebellion is unclear, even if the Baba Amr neighborhood of Homs is near obliteration.
Hard to tell because Western journalists are mostly kept out of Syria, whether the protest movement is as strong as it was before, or if Syrians are actually scared by how fiercely the government will crack down on an area if it decides to pick up arms.
So is there any sense of whether this is an end game for the opposition?
I think the government definitely thinks this is the end game. One rebel said, Baba Amr is Homs, and Homs is the revolution. And the government thinks that if it can crush this area, it can crush the revolution. I got to tell you, the opposition definitely does not see it that way. I mean, there are people coming from Baba Amr who we talked to today who had smiles on their faces. They said these people who died in Baba Amr, they died for a reason. We're not giving up. And when you see the determination in their eyes, you believe them.
NPR's Kelly McEvers is with us from northern Lebanon. Kelly, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Two more American NATO service members have been killed in Afghanistan. It's unclear if the shooters were Afghan soldiers being trained by NATO forces. The BBC's Orla Guerin reports from Kabul that the situation is still unfolding.
NATO believes one of the killers was an Afghan soldier. If so, this would be the third time in a week that a member of the Afghan security forces has killed NATO troops. But some local Afghan officials claim a teacher working at the base grabbed an Afghan soldier's gun and opened fire. In return, they say, NATO killed both Afghans.
And that's the BBC's Orla Guerin reporting from Kabul. The Senate today considers Republican legislation that would allow employers and insurers to opt out of provisions in the new health care law for religious or moral reasons. NPR's Julie Ravner reports Democrats claim the measure is really an effort to chip away at women's access to contraception.
The Republican amendment would allow health insurance companies and employers to decline to provide not only contraception, but any item or service that, quote, is contrary to the religious beliefs or moral convictions of the sponsor of the insurance plan. Opponents warn that language is so broad it could lead to things like denials for prenatal care for unmarried pregnant women or treatment for alcohol-related illnesses. Meanwhile, a new poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation finds that roughly a quarter of the public each thinks the contraceptive fight is about women's health as about religious freedom, but fully half think it's mostly about election year politics. Julie Ravner, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are up this morning, the Dow up 28 points at last check. This is NPR. This is the day Google begins operating under a streamlined privacy policy. NPR's Steve Henn reports it will combine personal information from across Google's many services.
Google's critics say the company's new privacy policies will enable it to create incredibly detailed profiles of individual users' online behavior, combining records from their search history with viewing habits on YouTube and chats on Gmail. Google says the changes will really just simplify privacy policies, making them easier to understand while allowing the company to create new products. Google's pressing ahead despite objections from consumer groups, European regulators, and 36 state attorneys general. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
Conservative internet publisher and activist Andrew Breitbart has died in Los Angeles. He was behind the investigations that led to the resignation of former Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner of New York. NPR's Craig Windham says Breitbart reportedly collapsed while walking near his house after midnight.
Breitbart's provocative political commentary was widely read. He posted Twitter photos last year of a bare-chested Weiner wearing just underwear, which eventually led to Weiner's resignation. Breitbart was gearing up to take on President Obama and other Democrats in the upcoming elections.
There's no such thing as a moderate Democrat.
Breitbart, speaking to a conservative political action conference last month. Reaction to Breitbart's death has been quick in coming. Texas Governor Rick Perry has posted a message on Twitter saying, R.I.P., O mighty warrior. Craig Windham, NPR News.
U.S. unemployment claims have edged down again near four-year lows, and retail spending is up more than analysts have expected. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.